If we could turn our Bibles to Genesis 4, Genesis 4, and I'll be reading out of verse 3. That's Genesis 4, 3 through 8. As I started my work week this week, it was a pretty rough start. But then I came across a coworker of mine, and he started questioning certain things about me, and we got on the topic of my faith. And of course, you know, once you tell people that you're a Christian, they kind of quiz you. They kind of want to quiz you. And he's like, okay. And he gave me tons of questions on, well, what about this? What about that? And I simply said, well, I'm not God. And if you would like, we can sit down and study, and we can get to those answers biblically and show him what God truly answered to those questions. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because when it comes to God, us as humans, we tend to give ourselves a higher expectation on God. But when it comes to God, we expect him to lower his expectation to meet our expectations. And so I came up with this topic because this shows a little bit of what I'm talking about. So in Genesis 4, we're talking about Cain and Abel. And so the Bible reads, "And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering, and Cain was very angry, and his continuance fell." So if we see here that both we have Abel and we have Cain, they both came and offered God an offering. Abel, on one hand, gave 100% what God wanted. Cain, on the other hand, kind of slacked with it, right? He tried to be slick with it and gave God something that he was not looking for. But instead of making it correct with God, he got angry and he questioned God, just like us, right? When we're in prayer, we go to God, we expect God to answer our prayers, right? But when it doesn't happen, some of us, not all of us, I'm just saying, giving an example, tend to be either disappointed or just angry at God and asking why my prayers weren't answered. And then they see their friend who, you know, the very next day said, oh, I prayed for that, and they got it. So as we can see in verse 6 here, the Lord answers Cain, and he says, and the Bible reads, "So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry, and why has your continuance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted?" As you can see, God says, all you have to do is do what I said, and I will accept it. So why are you upset? And the Bible continues, "And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and the desire is for you, but you should rule over it." So as you can see, God says that if you don't do my will, you continue to live in sin, and it stays at your door. And so that desire, so that anger that Cain feels because he did not give what God wanted, sticks with him. And it's just like a burning flame. It just keeps getting to him, making him angry. And so now, and as we continue to read, "Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him." As you can see, sin and his desire just kept with Cain, and it led to murder. But that all could have been avoided if he would have just did what God asked in the first place, like his brother Abel. Now, so I bring up Abel and Cain because this is a perfect example of the world wanting God to come through for them, but they don't want to give 100% to God. And the reason for that is just that I simply think that they just do not understand what God gave them. God gave us 100% of himself. He's been all in for the world since day one. And we all know it. He for so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, John 3:16. Jesus came down into this world unwillingly to sacrifice himself, to be a sacrifice on our behalf, so that our salvation can be for us. Jesus came down and he was innocent. And he stood there in front of Pilate as the Jews came crashing down on him. And he still was there. Father, please forgive them, because they do not know what they do. I'm sorry about that. And yet they still wanted to crucify it and let a thief out into the world. So Jesus was crucified. They put a thorn on him and bashed that crown on him. They didn't just place it on him, they bashed it on him, digging into his skin, causing him to bleed. Not only that, he took multiple lashes with metal knives or blades, slashing and tearing at his skin. And then he made that walk to Calvary with that cross, that heavy cross that he dropped and required someone to help him. That's how heavy the cross was. But yet, we get upset with God because he's asked us to come to services on Sunday and worship him 2 times a week. Amen. Yet, we can't show up on Wednesday because, something always comes up. Yet, we're able to sit 3 hours and watch a movie, but we can't study our Bible for 20 minutes. How are we supposed to gain and wisdom and strength and understand what God wants from us if we never study our Bibles? Again, so as Jesus goes up to Calvary down on his cross, they nail him to the cross. His hands, his feet are bashed in with the stake. As he hangs there, he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? At that moment, Jesus was human. Jesus came and he was human. He felt it. There's no doubt that he did not feel that. Then that was his last breath, and they pierced him at the side, and blood and water came out, and it was done. Now, the story that I just told comes straight from the Bible, biblically, but yet time and time again, people still find it hard to believe that Jesus came down and gave everything, and innocent blood was shed on that cross for our salvation. Now, in March 22nd, spring comes in, and spring signifies a newness of life, right? We start seeing flowers bloom. We start seeing bears come out of hibernation, little bear cubs. And so I'm saying all this because for those of us who've been in hibernation, or for those of us who are on the brink and just don't know why or are willing to, we need to get you to baptism, because baptism is a renewal of the spiritual. It kills the old and raises you up the new. Now, for the members, don't be like Cain. You know, we should be able to wanting to give ourselves 100%. Now I get it. We're all human, and we're all going to go to life, and there's going to be days where we're just like, okay, I got to go. And we don't want to go. Like, I'm not going to sit up here and admit it, but we need to try to give 100% of our time to God. And we should be thankful that Jesus sacrificed himself and gave us his blood for our sins, so that when we have those weak moments, we are forgiven. So if you feel weak and you want to be strengthened, we just had New Year's. Spring's coming, and you don't feel like you don't even have to come up here and ask for forgiveness. If you want strengthening, if you want wisdom, let the congregation pray for you, and God will provide that for you. But remember, we all have to be all in, just like Christ was all in for us. The invitation is yours as we come and we stand and sing.